Hello, Pastor Steve Waldron with Biblical Archaeology Today. I'm extraordinarily thankful to be here with you and thankful to be your host. I'm trying to, in a sense, sneak a couple of other podcasts in before I am able to use this old Anchor app and have to switch to Spotify, try to figure that out. They told me, I don't know if it's at midnight, when it is, so this may not even go on, but I'm going to try. And we're in Excavating the Evidence for Jesus, page 279, and this is a selected bibliography Titus Kennedy used. I just thought you might be interested in some of the resources he used about archaeology of Jesus. And occasionally we find some gems of books that are just fantastic. And so the first one we're going to look at is by Clyde Billington, Nazareth Inscription, Proof of the Resurrection of Christ, in Artifor 220. Excuse me, Artifacts, F-A-X. It's kind of written in cursive. It's a little hard to read. So I'm assuming that's a magazine. And I've mentioned before, sometimes you can find some good deals on eBay on these. The next sounds like an incredible resource. And it's by Charles Clement Ganeau, a very noted archaeologist, and its archaeological researches in Palestine. It's from the Palestine Exploration Fund, 1899. In that time period, he was near the top, if not the very top, of the archaeological world. He and the good gentleman from the UK, whose name slips my mind at the moment. And then John Cook, this is from Novum Testamentum 50, 2008, Envisioning Crucifixion Light from Several Inscriptions and the Palatine Graffitito. That sounds absolutely fantastic as well. And as we continue down, I'm skipping over some of these journal entries. Shimon Gibson, The Final Days of Jesus, The Archaeological Evidence, New York, HarperCollins. Again, this is just treasures that, you know, can sometimes be had pretty cheaply, sometimes not, on Amazon, eBay, thrift books. I was looking for some books the other day, and I found them on thrift books, cheapest place around. And they're good. Then Gary Habermas, Resurrection Claims in Non-Christian Religions. And this is in Religious Studies 25, 1989. Of course, he converted the world's most notorious atheist to a belief in theism. And then Michael Lacona and Gary Habermas, The Case for the Resurrection of Jesus, Kriegel, 2004. Of course, Habermas has just come out with the kind of the ultimate book, several hundred pages, I think it retails like 70-something bucks, on the resurrection of Jesus. But it is just, a fantastic, fantastic thing. And then Michael Lacona himself. Now, I did some research, ran across some things on Lacona. I did not realize, I mean, he's not what I would call a conservative, but still lot of good information. The Resurrection of Jesus, A New Historiographical Approach by Downers Grove, IVP, 2000. You would certainly think he would be being published by IVP, but IVP, and maybe I'm just too conservative. I think what's happened is the sand has shifted underneath me. Is, you know, I used to be just kind of middle of the road, right of center, you know, and then all of a sudden, I'm just this raging conservative, and I'm like, I kind of just believe the same thing I've always believed. And the last one we'll look at tonight is by Gerd Ludemann, The Resurrection of Jesus, History, Experience, and Theology. That's by Fortress Press. Fortress Lutheran Publishing House. And just as you might suspect, you sometimes get conservative, sometimes get liberal things from them. I know when I say that, like on our YouTube channel, I'll say liberal, conservative people, like, what do you mean? And they get really defensive and aggressive sometimes. It's kind of, I will tell you, I've noticed the civility in the modern world just seems to have collapsed based on my YouTube experience. So we'll go over some more in just a bit. So we're just so thankful you're here. And please check out the uploads, hundreds of podcasts we have just uploaded in the last 24 hours. Just because we have to, because of some of the technical things that Spotify is doing. Of course, I'm so non-technical, I just wish I could make podcasts the way I always have till Jesus comes. Got some wonderful people from church coming, God willing, to help on Tuesday to figure all this out, God willing. So we'll see you later. Bye-bye.